I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Those are cheers from supporters of legalizing the sale of marijuana in Uruguay after a historic vote last night in the South American country's Senate. That vote made Uruguay the first nation in the world to regulate the production, sale, and consumption of cannabis. I asked the BBC's Ignacio de los Reyes in Montevideo to tell us what that means.
In this country, even though it was legal to smoke marijuana, even in public spaces, the sale and trade of this drug was not. Well, this is about to change. Uruguay will have a complete regulation and will put in the hands of the state every single step of the production, sale, distribution, and consumption of marijuana.
Well, Ignacio, dig in for us into some of the details about this plan. Who gets to sell cannabis and who gets to buy it now?
Well, basically, the state will control every single step, but the state won't produce marijuana. What it will do is it will provide farmers who are interested in growing marijuana with licenses. These producers will grow marijuana that then they will sell it to the state. And the government will distribute this marijuana and will sell it in licensed pharmacies. Then everyone who is registered in a national database will be allowed to buy marijuana in these kind of pharmacies. But for instance, if you'd rather grow your own plants at home, there will be a limit of 6 plants at home or a crop of 500 grams a year. Many consumers actually celebrate and welcome this law because they are fed up with buying bad quality marijuana.
You know, I've been reading some opinion polls that show that 2/3 of Uruguayans don't like this idea. How did it manage to become law?
Because the president, Jose Mujica, who is a 78-year-old former guerrilla fighter in Uruguay, he's quite a character here, and he's been very popular. And even though this particular law is not that popular, he says that even if it costs him a lot politically, he needs to do that because otherwise Uruguay will end up in the hands of the drug cartels as many other countries in Latin America did before. He says he doesn't want his country to be racked by the violence of the drug trafficking like Mexico, Colombia or Brazil. And therefore, he says, even if it costs him a lot at a political level, this is an experiment that is worth trying because he says Latin America and the U.S. have already tried to fight drug trafficking by law enforcement, by sending more police or even troops to the streets in order to combat the cartels. He says that didn't work in other countries, so why should it work in Uruguay? That's why he's willing to try a different, a new approach.
And finally, Ignacio, I mean, the law was passed yesterday, visibly. Did you see anything different today?
It's not going to change from one day to another. It will take months or even a year until we see the first harvest of legal marijuana. What we can see already is that there are a couple of grow shops that have opened in Montevideo that are starting to sell all the cannabis paraphernalia, all the gardening tools and fertilizers and all these kind of tools that are required to grow marijuana at home, which in a couple of months will be a reality here.
Ignacio de los Reyes with the BBC in Montevideo. Thank you.
Thank you so much.